City Council member Margaret Chin held a press conference today in Lower Manhattan to protest the noise and fumes emanating from emergency generators.
The presence of emergency generators and other equipment that was brought into Lower Manhattan after Hurricane Sandy have caused severe quality of life issues for residents in the financial district. The fumes and pollution emanating from these generators poses a severe threat to our health, and one that residents in this neighborhood remember all too clearly after 9/11. The never-ending 24/7 noise is making it difficult to sleep at night, and especially worrisome for many children and parents who live in the buildings around us. Today, I'm calling on our mayor and our city agency to do the following. Take immediate measure to move generators away from residential buildings. Increase enforcement on behalf of the Department of Environmental Protection to remove dirty generators from Lower Manhattan. Department of Health and Mental Hygiene must provide real solution to residents battling fumes in their apartments. Ensure that management companies do everything in their power to make repairs and become fully electrified, and take action against those who continue to push back their repair dates. Install comprehensive air monitoring in Lower Manhattan. And lastly, use the mayor's fund to advance the city of New York to reimburse and provide air filters for residents in this neighborhood. There are currently 105 emergency generators and 12 temporary boilers servicing a majority of the private commercial buildings in Lower Manhattan. I have met with Con Edison, and almost all of the buildings in Lower Manhattan are ready to be powered up. Let me say this again, Con Ed is ready. It is the fault of the management companies at this building that they are not ready to accept power.
Chin said over the past month she'd received dozens of complaints from residents about fumes and noise from generators and other emergency equipment that was brought in to repair their area post-Hurricane Sandy. She said there are currently 12 temporary boilers and 105 emergency generators in the financial district. The majority are servicing commercial buildings, including many city and state government offices. And she added, as of December the 10th, the city's Department of Environmental Protection has issued only 9 summonses to generators in Lower Manhattan, and only 3 were smoke violations. Ellen Rosenthal has lived on Beaver Street for over 25 years, lived through 9/11. She lives there with her husband and her teenage daughter.
We've had to deal with jackhammers in the middle of the night. We've had to deal with construction. After 9/11, 3 days later, we were told the air was safe to come back. The Red Cross never even stepped foot on Beaver Street to try to see if there were any residents living there and to see if we needed any help. So here comes Sandy, and we're kind of ready for it. We really didn't think it was going to happen after Irene. We end up with no power, no electricity, no heat, no hot water like everybody else down here. And then when we do return, when all the power is put back on, we are surrounded by generators 24/7 that are the size of tractor trailers. The noise is horrendous, but more so is the air quality that we're dealing with. We were told it's low sulfur diesel, which is not as bad as the regular sulfur diesel, which is required by the state, but it's still coming into our windows. We have air filters that are quite costly to try to clean the air and take the smell out. We're doing the best we can, but we're still living with it, and we've just, you know, been making calls to 311. The Department of Health came up and did some air testing, but we had our filters on, so they really didn't get a reading. We got some other calls from the Department of Health that they told my husband that he has to change his attitude, that there are people far worse than we are, and that psychologically he's hurting himself more than the air quality. So it's kind of an insult that they're not living here, they're not having to deal with what we're dealing with 24/7. I happen to work from home, so if I want some clean air, I have to go uptown. Lower Manhattan is supposed to be a booming area for residents now, but when we're treated this way, I find it hard to believe that it's going to continue to be booming.
Chin was asked about her statement that Con Edison was ready to power up commercial buildings, but there was a delay.
Well, Con Ed is ready to give them power. The building is not ready to accept the power. And this is not a huge number of buildings, but the whole point is some of them are still fixing or getting parts. They don't have the parts that were damaged. No matter what the reason, it's already a month and a half, okay?
Chin thinks the city should expand its rapid repair program for residential buildings to include commercial buildings.